San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
Welcome to It's Your Money and Your Life. We're coming at you with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, LA County, up the coast of Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. And if you download the app for 760 KFMB, you can hear us live there. And we also are on iTunes if you search the title of the show. And I typically introduce the co-host of the show, Richard Muzio, CPA extraordinaire at this time, and family office guy, of course, serving high net worth families. But he is at a family obligation tonight at a graduation of a very close family friend. So it's just going to be myself and 12 other guests. So it's not going to be a marathon. It's going to be a sprint. So pay attention. But it's going to be a great show because we're at the magnificent 6th annual Barry Goodnight dinner. Well, we have a real expert also in the room tonight, and his name is Dave Schubert. He's a scientist over at Salk Institute. Why don't you give us a little bit about your MD, PhD?
I'm a neuroscientist. Uh-huh. I work at Salk Institute on the faculty for 50 or 45 years.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been around there for a while. And so,
must have known Dr. Yeah. Salk himself, huh?
Yeah, quite well. He was a neighbor of ours.
Oh, for gosh.
So the my interest has historically been in the GM problems associated with GM food and health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that the neonics are systemic insecticides, I've sort of been interested in for quite a while. And they also affect the nervous system. That's how they work. They're knockoff compounds of nicotine, which is a neurotoxin.
Yep.
And so recently, there's been a lot of debate about the toxicity of this. You can get information from both sides. The producers have one view. Some of the more academic scientists have another. And the last few weeks, there have been a series of papers coming out in very high-end scientific journals, which more or less document the fact that these neonics are one of the major contributors to the colony collapse.
Was this a synthesized in the lab at some large company?
Yeah, there's two and groups have made this. Shell was one of the first in 1970s and 80s, and then Bayer came in, and Bayer's the primary producer now, I believe.
Now I need an aspirin. But so the bee colony collapse issue, How bad is it, and is there any way we can turn it around? You have any opinions, either of you? Or Dave, you have any opinions on the bee colony collapse issue?
I mean that we should follow the example of Europe in a number of respects. I mean, this is one of them. They have more of a precautionary principle with their both the GM products and also the insecticides, herbicides, and so
Wasn't
on.
Wasn't in Poland they brought a large amount of dead bees right to the city hall or something?
Right, well, the neonics now are basically outlawed in most countries in Europe, and the United States is very slow on this, and they still are allowed. And the seed coating, from a scientific point of view, and even the EPA agrees, the seed coating is not very effective. Like in soy, GM soy, for example, it's used essentially 100%. And there's an EPA paper saying it really doesn't do anything, but the producers are still pushing this stuff to a high extent.
So do we have any definitive studies that either of you know about the relating health impacts regarding GM food and the neonicotinoids or herbicides? Has there been anything?
On humans, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I think this is my major concern because we do drug development for neurodegenerative disease and Alzheimer's primarily, and so we're very concerned about the nervous system, and that's what we study. And it's quite clear that this new agricultural paradigm where the chemicals are now in your food, and this is certainly true with the neonics and with glyphosate and some of these other, like 2,4-D in the future, which is in the GM plants are now becoming resistant, they're making resistant to that. We're eating it, and we're exposed to that at quite a high level, and the levels are increasing the more GM products you have out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a major health issue, and there's quite serious science showing that these are can affect human health.
I mean, I've been seeing some articles or studies talking about the increase in autoimmune disease among children, asthma, and things like that.
Autism.
Right. Why is that increasing? I mean, it's either something in the environment or something they're ingesting or some genetic mutation.
So this is quite clear. It's not genetics.
Okay.
I mean, it can't be genetic. So,
okay, good.
So it's got to be something environment. And if you look sort of where there's been this increase in a lot of these diseases, and primarily in children, and developmental diseases, it correlates with the introduction of the GM products and the neonics and a lot of the systemic insecticides. So so I think it's very difficult to do epidemiology. It's very difficult because this stuff's so ubiquitous. But there's a lot of animal study. If you, like we do drug development, and so the FDA requires testing and serious toxicity testing. None of that's done with these products.
So. Yeah.